Star-crossed lover.
Hey, it's Voclo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. We're coming out of this song right now. New music here on Voclo. Did You Ever Care? Dreamer Isioma actually joining us in the studio. Hello.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I mean, I'm doing good. Loving the new music, by the way. I'm excited to get you in because I feel like it is very different than what we heard before. I know one of the first songs I heard on Voclo was Bad Ting, and I immediately fell in love with it. I was like, who's Dreamer? I need to know who Dreamer Isioma is. And so this, you know, new album, Star-crossed Lover, it seems very different. You know, it seems like a completely different body of work than what you've worked on before. What was the process like working on this project?
Yeah, making this album was a long time coming. I actually started making this project around when Bad Ting was releasing. So I would say the process was a lot of trial and error, a lot of living life, a lot of hard times, a lot of dark times, and just like finding the light through that.
And what kind of sound inspired this album? It felt very like, I know one of your, like, someone you really love in the music industry is Paramore. And I felt a little bit of like that grit, you know, like that grit that we really miss from the early like 2000s. What was your inspiration for the sound?
Definitely shout out Paramore. Shout out the whole pop punk like era of like the 2010s. I would say I was trying to evoke that energy, but make it more myself, make it more black, make it more new and sound like you're going to like a new planet type of vibe.
You said that, like, as an artist, you put so much pressure on yourself when you're making music. And it seems like when you look at the music, all the visuals are done, too. When you come up with the music, are you thinking of those visuals at the same time?
Yeah, the visuals for this project, shout out to Jared Avalos and Cal and Brandon Sanchez, who I work very closely with. We came up with, like, the concepts for these videos, like, years ago. And I've been cooking on them since. So it was definitely like, this album is both a visual and a sonic experience for sure.
You could really see that. I mean, I was looking at your music videos today. They're so well developed. Is that something you pride yourself on? Like, you're like, if we're going to do it, we're going to make sure we do it perfect.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Mm-hmm. Like, because I don't have to do like for real. Like, we don't have to do anything. Like, we're in an era where like music videos are kind of dead. Like, people have the attention spans of like squirrels. Like, we're seeing something on TikTok and then we scroll away. We're seeing literally people getting bombed and then scrolling away casually and then going out to get fucking coffee. Like, none of this is real. I don't have to do anything. But because I have free will, I'm just like, fuck it, might as well just like go crazy with it because it doesn't really matter anyway.
When we're looking at these 15 tracks, I was, of course, the song we played, Did You Ever Care, is a standout. Some of us on the team, like, also flagged some other ones, like, Find Some Space. Which tracks on the album stand out to you?
Why Must Everyone Die is a good one. It's kind of like a heart-wrencher. It's very real. I think it's, like, my rawest track on the project, even though sonically it is different than, I would say, every other track. Dizzy is also a good one, but definitely just like listen to the album through and through, especially like to the interludes and everything. Just like really take it all in.
You've said previously that you describe yourself as a creative director, not like, you know, people are like singer, songwriter, vocalist, writer, because you actually did a big part of the producing, the writing on this album. Do you think it's important for other artists to see themselves as creative directors?
No, I'm just extra.
Yeah, okay. I can see that. Not everyone has it, right? not everyone has it like that. So looking forward, you're starting to tour again. Your tour starts April 24th. The last date will be Lincoln Hall here in Chicago.
Yeah, May 31st.
Are you excited to kind of end the tour here?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be excited to go home and sleep.
Do you enjoy touring? Do you like the road life?
I like seeing, like, my fans and my friends, and I like seeing new things, yeah.
Is there somewhere you would really love to take your music that you haven't gone yet?
I want to do a show in Lagos so bad. I want to go home, mm-hmm. and rock out a show there.
Oh, I love that. Is that in the works, maybe? Are you, like, scheming?
If the politicians get it together, it's kind of, you're not really able to, like, be gay for real or do much at all. It's kind of really bad out there. So hopefully if they get it together, maybe.
I know. I would love that. I would love that for you. You are, I mean, you're a very young artist. It seems like you had some big highlights. I mean, like opening up for Flo Milli, like performing with, on the same stages as Pharrell, Janelle Monáe, like doing stuff with the Grammys. With you, like, what has been a standout for you? Like, was there a moment where you're like, hold on, I'm kind of big. Like, this is kind of like my moment, I feel.
Honestly, it has not hit me in any way because I'm always looking towards the future and I always feel like there could be bigger things to be done. But I'm very grateful for everything that has happened in the past. Extremely grateful. Even to be here right now talking to you. I'm really grateful that you guys invited me over here. So,
yeah. Oh, thank you. I love that. I appreciate that. Is there someone you really look forward to working with in the future? Someone you're manifesting with right now?
Yeah, Willow. Working with Willow would be incredible. Working with, like, Tyler would be incredible. Steve Lacy, Dochi. Yeah, those are some of my favorite artists right now.
Those tracks sound like they would be fire. Like, yeah. I feel like I could already hear them in my head. Also, you were also featured in Vogue. I feel like that's kind of a big deal, too, when I was listing your highlights. Is there a certain way you would describe your fashion? I feel like, especially looking at the music videos, the fashion was very fashioning, you know?
Thank you.
Is there, like, a way that you would describe your personal fashion?
It's raw. I don't know. Like, that's how I dress. But for this specific album, I was definitely trying to evoke, like, a lot of iconic looks throughout different forms of media. Shout out to Jordan Vange, who's, like, my primary stylist throughout this project, who's based in Lagos, Nigeria, as well. But yeah, a lot of African vibes, a lot of Afro vibes, 70s vibes, inspired by various like horror films and like psychological thrillers from like the 70s, 80s, 90s. Those are the vibes.
Oh yeah, I think like our team was talking about some Norman Bates references.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming by Vocalo, Star-Crossed Lover, out now. Where could people keep up with you?
Dreamer Isioma on everything.
We're gonna end off the interview with another song from yours off the new album. Can you tell us about Find Some Space? How was this song created? You know, what kind of emotions went into this song?
We made that song actually here in Chicago in Classic Studios. It was with Victor Internet, Brooklyn Sky, and Adon Diaz. Yeah, we were just like f***ing around. There was no like plot or anything, but we were just like in the studio all playing different instruments. I was playing guitar, Brooke was doing bass, Vic was doing like synth and like some drum shit, and it just came together really organically, like on some like just like real Chicago musicians just banging it out in the studio. But yeah, that story, the song, it kind of just like tells you a story of like how my life has been, I guess, even since the last time I released like a full LP. But yeah, there's a lot of different emotions in it. A lot of like just me like releasing a lot of chaos that has happened between them, because you can even hear it in the vocals. Verse one was recorded 3 years ago and the second verse was recorded only a couple months ago in my new home. I don't know, a lot has happened between then, so it kind of like tells the story of like from the past till now.
Well, let's hear it. Let's actually have you introduce it.
This is Find Some Space by Dreamer Isioma.
This segment was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka. Keep up with Vocalo on Instagram and Facebook at Vocalo and on TikTok at vocalo.radio.